Mit Okocha, hier ist der Okocha, JJ Okocha, immer noch, JJ Okocha, noch ein Tier.
Und ich sage, oh, what a goal! Dante Odesay, with a wonder strike!
Hello, listeners, and welcome to episode 76 of the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Olu Oke. And boy, do we have a very, very interesting episode for you. As you all know, AFCON is over. Unfortunately, Nigeria lost 2-1 in the final to the Ivory Coast. But great, great effort by our team. And, you know, we wish our team all the best going forward. So I haven't spoken about the podcast. I haven't done an episode for 2 weeks because I needed time to just, I guess, get over the loss, so to speak. But anyway, we're back to the usual program of the podcast where we review their club performances all over Europe. So I'll be doing that over today, looking at our players in the top 10 leagues and then providing any Nigeria-specific information for anyone and just going up with the ones to watch to round off the podcast. Without any further ado, we start with the Premier League as usual. So who's the current best marksman, you could say, that's Nigerian in the Prem? That has to be Taiwo Awoniyi. Taiwo Awoniyi was in action on Saturday for Nottingham Forest against Aston Villa. He did get one assist before he was subbed off in a 4-2 loss to Aston Villa. He did come off at halftime, so I'm not sure if it was injury-related, but that's a shame because we know he scored a great goal in their previous game as well. So Awoniyi is back to fitness and is back scoring again, so that's been a positive, although Nottingham Forest need to watch their backs with some of their current results so far. Anyway, that's one of the first ones to talk on. And in terms of next fixtures, we will see Nottingham Forest play Manchester United in the FA Cup fifth round on Wednesday. And then on Saturday, they will be hosting Liverpool in the Premier League. So two pretty high-profile games to come for Taiwo Awoniyi over the coming few days. Moving on, we did see Ola Aina did not feature in that game. Nuno Espirito Santo did clarify after the game that he was slightly injured before the AFCON final and is still recovering. So we have to give our players props as well because God knows how many of them were playing injured during the AFCON final. Anyway, let's see when Ola Aina gets fit and if he will be involved in any of those games taking place against Man U or Liverpool on Saturday. Now, the first big news of the week, I mean, I have to touch on Alex Iwobi and Calvin Bassey. Both of them played the full 90 minutes for Fulham as they went to Old Trafford on Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff. And guess what? Calvin Bassey scored the opening goal in the 65th minute with a thumping shot after a corner. And guess who scored the winning goal in stoppage time? Yes, Alex Iwobi. I mean, what a wonderful winner. 97th minute of the game, literally all done. And what a great finish as well. Got the ball after a great run from Adama Traore. Shifted the ball onto his right foot. Took two United players out of the game, including Adama Traore. And just put it in the bottom left corner of the post. Just fantastic. And great to see if Alex Iwobi's confidence as well, considering what happened after AFCON. So shout out to our two Nigerians there for their great work for the national team. Moving on from the Fulham boys, we also saw Frank Onyeka in action on Wednesday. He came on as a sub in the 63rd minute and got a yellow card as Brentford narrowly lost to Manchester City 1-0. It must be said that Frank Onyeka did put in a very, very good shift. And as at today, while recording the podcast, today is Monday. So Brentford are currently losing 4-2 to West Ham. To be fair, they got absolutely battered. Like, I don't know, Jared Bowen with a hat-trick so far. Like, West Ham are on fire. Emerson Palmieri scored a cracking goal from outside the box. And Brentford just look like they can't wait for the season to be over. It's really, really bizarre, to be fair. But anyway, Frank Onyeka did start the game today. But he was removed after 65 minutes. So about 10 minutes ago. And the game is still going on. There's about 6 minutes left. But even without being said, I think Onyeka has been given a really good account of himself, and as one of the players that really, really surprised me in AFCON, I must say that long may it continue. Next up for Brentford, they will play Chelsea at home on Saturday in one of the 3 p.m. kickoffs. So that should be a good mid-table off, you know. 11th versus 16th. Although it is getting quite a squeaky bum for Brentford. They're just 5 points off the relegation zone now, so they've got to be really, really careful. If Ivan Toney wants that summer move to a big club, oh boy, he better start bagging. But yeah, that's it in terms of Premier League players, Super Eagles players in the Prem. Pretty good results for the most part. Even when they didn't win, we saw goals scored or assists, you know, at Taiwo Awoniyi. So that's really good to see. In terms of other Premier League results to be aware about, on Saturday, we saw Crystal Palace thump Burnley 3-0 to start the Oliver Glasner era on a positive note. For them to have won 3-0 without Eze or Olise playing is really, really impressive. So we've got to give them that shout out there. Apart from the games with the Premier League Super Eagles players, we saw Brighton score a last-minute equaliser through Lewis Dunk to draw 1-1 at home against Everton after they got a red card in the game. Man City with another 1-0 win in the 5:30 p.m. kickoff. Phil Foden scored the winner in this one. You know, Man City just getting the job done, even if they're not winning. And of course, now we're back to club football. My beloved Arsenal absolutely thumped Newcastle 4-1, getting our revenge for that ghost goal by Gordon back in God knows when. And I must say, we're looking very, very impressive, you know. If you're doubting Arsenal, just know we're coming. And me in particular, I like the way we bounced back after losing away at Porto in the Champions League. So really good to see that resilience and fight and hunger in there. And then yesterday, there was one Premier League game between Wolves and Sheffield United. Wolverhampton won that game, although I was a bit pissed off that Pedro Neto didn't get me any FPL points. But still, shout out to Pablo Sarabia. Great, great finish with his head to win the game 1-0. And as I just said earlier on, now West Ham are about to beat Brentford 4-2, which is a much, much needed result for David Moyes. For some reason, he's been under pressure from the West Ham fans, which I don't understand, because you look at the league table, they're 8th with 39 points. They're 5 points off Man United in 6th place. So what are they really complaining about? Yes, they've had really, really bad form in the last 5 games, but it's funny how greedy fans get once they start doing well, you know. But anyway, that's it for the Prem. And in terms of games to look forward to in the Premier League over game week 27, we will see Newcastle play Wolverhampton on Saturday in 4 p.m. kickoff. Tottenham play Crystal Palace at home. Nottingham Forest play Liverpool. Brentford host Chelsea. Everton host West Ham. And Fulham will host Brighton. These are all 3 p.m. kickoffs or 4 p.m. in Nigeria time. In the late kickoff game on Saturday, we'll see Luton host Aston Villa. That should be quite an entertaining game. I've grown to enjoy watching Luton this season. And then on Sunday, we've got 2 fixtures. Burnley host Bournemouth in the early kickoff before the big one, the Manchester Derby. Manchester City host Man United. I mean, I'm pretty sure Man City will win here, but Arsenal, we might like to request a little favour from one of our biggest ops in Man United. So let's see how that goes. And then this time next week on Monday night, we'll see Arsenal go away to Sheffield United for the Monday night football game. So that's it in terms of the Premier League. And then moving swiftly on to the Championship. Kelechi Iheanacho and Wilfred Ndidi both still injured. None of them featured in a 3-1 loss to Leeds United over the weekend, which has now put Leeds in second place in the Championship. They've got a very, 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 very interesting game coming up soon. So tomorrow, they will also be in action in the FA Cup, and they will be playing Bournemouth City away. So that's a very, very interesting game to look forward to. And then they will host QPR on Saturday in their actual Championship game. Jarrod Rebo, on the other hand, he was in action. He played 60 minutes in a 2-1 loss against Millwall. And Southampton will also be in action in the FA Cup on Wednesday when they host Liverpool. I mean, they go to Anfield. So that's going to be a tricky one, but should be interesting. And in the league, they're also doing pretty well. You know, Southampton are 4th. But in terms of their next opponents, on Sunday, they will face Birmingham City away on Saturday, sorry. So let's see if Joribo can at least continue to start games and Southampton can turn around their slightly bad form as they lost their last 2 games. I don't know, for some reason we got a lot of Super Eagles players in the Championship. So even though you guys know me, I'm very reluctant to cover the Championship. We still have to go ahead. West Bromwich, we saw Semi Ajayi and Josh Maja. They played on Friday in a 1-1 draw against Hull. Semi Ajayi only played 6 minutes, so it looks like he's being nursed back from AFCON unless that's one of those cases whereby the manager does not, you know, he's gone with another player who was able to play while you're at AFCON, so you're no longer in his good books. You know how the saying goes anyway. But anyway, let's see what happens on Friday when they play Coventry City at home in the Championship. They're also in the race for promotion. They're currently fifth, so those are the teams to definitely look into. And I'll say Iheanacho at Leicester and Ndidi at Leicester, Joaribo and Semi Ajayi, their teams are either going to win and qualify and get promoted back to the Prem, or will be in the hunt for the playoffs. The two teams not doing well with Super Eagles players are Watford, Emmanuel Dennis and Tom Dele-Bashiru at Watford, who are currently 11th. They both played and started in their 2-1 loss to Huddersfield over the weekend, and their next game will be against Millwall away on Saturday, so that should be an interesting one. And then Jamilu Collins plays for Cardiff, who are 14th in the division, which is really not good. He played 23 minutes in a 2-1 loss to Stoke City over the weekend, and he'll be next in action in their game away to Bristol City on Saturday. So that's it in terms of England. Moving on to the league where our players seem to flourish the most, Serie A. Victor Osimhen finally back in with the goals. He scored back-to-back league goals for the first time in a while this season. So initially on Wednesday, he also scored the one goal that Napoli scored in the Champions League in their 1-1 draw against Barcelona at home in the Diego Maradona Stadium. Really, really good performance. And then we also saw him score the opening goal on Sunday in Napoli's 1-1 draw against Cagliari. Napoli remained ninth, man. They absolutely suck, man. It's so annoying. Like, all they had to do was see the game out. They were winning 1-0. They conceded an equalizer literally the last kick of the game. And you're just like, how long can this rubbish carry on, man? One thing I'm sure of, though, is Victor Osimhen is going to go in the summer. But for now, let him keep stacking these goals. We know that he now has 8 goals in 14 Serie A starts, which is really good. And he scored in the Champions League. So let's see what happens. They won their next in action away to Sassuolo on Wednesday. So that's going to be a banana skin game. And then on Sunday, the big one, Napoli hosts Juventus in Naples. So that's a tough, tough fixture. And if Napoli want to have any hope of maybe finishing fifth so they could get one of those 2 spots in the Champions League, because Italy are currently doing well enough to get one of the 2 additional spots, they need to start winning games ASAP, like pronto, pronto, pronto. Moving on, Samuel Chukwueze. He did play 28 minutes against Rennes on Thursday as AC Milan qualified for the Champions for the Europa League round of 16. They'd already won their first leg tie, I think 3-0. So to be honest, they had very, very minimal work to do in that second leg. So they were already up by 3-0. So they ended up losing the second leg 3-2, which Chukwueze played 28 minutes, but wasn't able to make contribution. And then yesterday, AC Milan drew 1-1 against Atalanta in Serie A. Both teams are still in the hunt for Champions League places. Chukwueze did not play any minutes yesterday, which was a bit annoying. But let's see if he could get some minutes in the next game, which is on Friday away to Lazio. Speaking of the AC Milan-Atalanta game, Ademola Lookman was in action as well. He came on at halftime to play the second half. He did get a yellow card, though. It wasn't his best performance, but he did look lively in that 1-1 draw. Let's see if he can find the back of the net on Wednesday when Atalanta will be hosting, will be going to San Siro to play the league leaders Inter Milan. So that's on Wednesday. And then on Sunday, Atalanta hosts Bologna at home. So let's see if Lookman can get on the score sheet. Another positive news to report, Ebenezer Akinsanmiru, 19-year-old Nigerian player who was at Remo Stars 2 years ago. He was signed by Inter Milan and has been playing for their development team for the best part of the last 2 years. He did make his Serie A debut on Sunday, played 14 minutes in Inter's. I think they beat Lecce 4-0. So that really, really good performance from him, or at least tidy performance. So let's see if he could build on that and get some more minutes when they play Atalanta at home on Wednesday. And then Inter Milan will be in action against Genoa at home on Monday. As for Maduka Okoye Udinese, he continues to start games. I think he's now started 8 Serie A games in a row. This time against Cagliari over the weekend in a 1-1 draw. 1-1 draw against Cagliari on Wednesday. And then he played over the weekend in their loss to Genoa, which they lost by 2-0. Although they did get a red card, so that probably did not help at all. Next in action for them, they play Salernitana at home on Saturday. In Serie A, only other news to be aware about, David Okereke played for Torino. He was benched against Lazio on Wednesday, and then he played 9 minutes in their 3-2 loss to Roma on Sunday. Next up for him, he plays Fiorentina at home. Sorry, it wasn't on Sunday. The game against Roma was today. And the next up, he plays Fiorentina at home on Saturday. And then moving on to the Bundesliga. Boniface still injured. Leverkusen is still top. They beat Mainz 2-1 over the weekend. Really good performance. Nathan Teller did come off the bench to play 7 minutes in the 2-1 win over Mainz. And next up for them, they play Cologne away on Sunday. Moving on to La Liga, Omar Sadiq came on for 25 minutes in a 3-1 loss to Villarreal. Next up for them, they play Real Mallorca in the Copa del Rey tomorrow on Tuesday. And then on Saturday, they go away to Sevilla, the Sanchez Pizjuan. So that should be a pretty tough game. But Real Sociedad is still in the hunt for the Champions League places. And we know that they're still in the Champions League. And they have that second leg tie against PSG to come. Finally, in terms of the top five leagues, we got League One results. Terry Murphy played 29 minutes in a 0-0 draw against Clermont Foot over the weekend. Still not looking good for him at the moment. He needs to get his goals up. They are going away to Toulouse on Sunday. That'll be a pretty tricky tie. Moses Simon did get an assist on Sunday, which is really good to see. He played 68 minutes and made the cross for Cameroonian Castelletto, who volleyed in the winner for Nantes in that game against Lorient. Their next game is against Metz at home on Sunday. Speaking of Lorient, Innocent Bonke is still injured, so let's see if he can be back by early March. Gift Urban, he did play 45 minutes in Lyon's 2-1 loss to Metz. I mean, they've been doing pretty well, so I'm not sure why they lost that one, their first blip. But next up for Lyon, they play Strasbourg at home tomorrow on Tuesday, and then they play Lens at home over the weekend. Just a point of clarification, they did not lose that game. They won 2-1. Yeah, I was pretty sure they won the game. I just wanted to double check on that one in terms of the information provided. Akko Adams, who's our last player in the top five leagues that we're reporting on, he did not have a very good day out. He played 20 minutes as they got absolutely battered by Marseille in League One yesterday. However, let's see if he can regain his starting spot when they play Strasbourg at home on Sunday. So that's it for the top five leagues. And after the break, I'll be touching on the remaining leagues and any news on Nigeria. Thank you. So moving on to the non-top five leagues in Europe, starting with Portugal. We've got unfortunate news to report that Zélio Sanusi is injured for the rest of the season. He did his ACL last week after playing 32 minutes in a 2-1 win over Estrela da Amadora. And unfortunately, he's going to miss the rest of the season. As for the Boavista contingent of Chidozie Awuzie and Bruno Onyemachi, Onyemachi played 6 minutes, while Chidozie Awuzie did not feature in a 2-1 loss to Chavez literally last week. However, he did play. Their next game is against Braga at home today. So I'll give you an update on how they perform next week. As for Kelechi Nwankali, yes, his team beat Boavista last week because he plays for Chavez, but he played 11 minutes in a 1-1 draw against Estrela da Amadora over the weekend. And his next game is against Arouca at home on Friday. Moving on to the Belgian League, Raphael Odiedika was benched for Club Brugge in their game against Anderlecht. I'm hoping this is not a consequence of him being at AFCON. But next games for them, they play Union Saint-Gilloise on Wednesday away, and then they play Genk away on Sunday. Alassane Youssouf and Chidera Adjuke both started for Royal Antwerp in their 2-2 draw against Ghent. And also Victor Udo, the Nigerian player as well. He played 17 minutes off the bench and got one of the assists in that 2-2 draw against Ghent. Next up for them, they play Ostens at home on Thursday. Then they play St. Troyden at home on Sunday. Yirasor for Genk, he played 20 minutes and scored the only goal in their 1-0 win over Sporting Charleroi. Tolora Kodari also started this game but did not score. Their next game is against Club Brugge at home on Sunday. And then as for the Ghent boys, Jordan Torunariga played 54 minutes in a 2-2 draw against Royal Antwerp boys with Alassane Youssouf and Chidera Adjuke. And next up for them, they will be playing Standard Liège away on Saturday. Greek League, I mean, there's not much to report apart from the unfortunate news that Trost Ekong is indeed injured for the majority of the rest of the season. He did pick up an injury in the second group stage game when he scored that penalty against Ivory Coast. Oh, warrior, man. He just had an operation today in Finland. And he may not play for the rest of the season, but there's hope that he may play some of the final minutes or final games that PAOK have in the Greek League. They're currently second in the league and still in the Conference League, so one to monitor. But shout out to you, Trost Ekong, for your effort for the national team, and God bless you. As for the Turkish League, Osay Samo did not feature over the weekend, but let's see if he's back in the good books when they play Ankara Gucu away on Tuesday, and then they play Hatayaspor on Saturday. As for Polonoachu, he played 27 minutes in a 1-0 win over Demirspor. Let's see if he's in action when they play Istanbul Başakşehir on Wednesday. As for Fisayo Delibashiru, who we know now has two caps for Nigeria, he did not feature this weekend, but let's see if he plays on Saturday when they host Fenerbahce at home. Kenneth Mero did play 90 minutes for Kasımpaşa in a 2-1 loss to Fenerbahce, and he should continue in goal when they play Ahmet Musa Sivasspor at home on Friday. As for Ahmet Musa, Ahmet Musa is injured. I'm 99% sure he's in Nigeria, because he's been tweeting about a fan visiting him. So in terms of football for clubs, same story as we've seen all year. He started two games and it doesn't look like he's currently being counted on by his team, even though they're currently sixth in the league. So we'll continue to monitor what happens with Ahmet Musa, but it's not looking good, bruv. In the Scottish League, it looks like we may have title winners on the horizon. Rangers are finally back in the lead in Scotland. Leon Balogun's back there, but he's been on the bench. Cyril Dessers, on the other hand, started the game, played 79 minutes and scored two goals in their 5-0 win over St Johnstone over the weekend. Next up for them, they play Kilmarnock away on Wednesday, and then they play Motherwell at home on Saturday. So let's see if both of them will play and if they can continue their good form as they march towards the SPFL title since hiring Paul Mitchell as their manager in December. In the PSL, Stanley Nwabali has been in Nigeria. I'm not sure if they're currently on break or not in the PSL, but Nwabali has not featured recently, and neither did Olisa Nda for Orlando Pirates. Just to round up the leagues in the Czech Republic, Igor Ugbo, I wanted to talk about him. He plays for Slavia Prague. I think he will be starting for the Super Eagles very soon into the center of defense, so watch out for him. He started the game alongside Mohamed Tijani in their 3-0 win over Pardubice. However, they will be playing Pardubice again at home on Sunday. And then that's pretty much it for all our players in all the top leagues in Europe for this week. You know, it's been a pleasure to get back to it and talk about best performers. Me personally, I think Starboy of the Week has to be Alex Iwobi. You know, coming back from AFCON, getting back into the starting lineup for your club, and then to go to Old Trafford and score the winning goal in the last minute of the game. I mean, shout out to you, Alex Iwobi. Maybe I also add Calvin Bassey to that. So Iwobi and Bassey. I have to give shout outs to Cyril Dessers, scoring a brace for Rangers, and also Victor Osimhen. Anytime you score a goal in the Champions League, that's a big deal. And he followed that up with a goal for Napoli on Sunday. However, his club are really, really shit right now. So I'll give it to Alex Iwobi for this week. Shout out to you. You are my star boy. In terms of Nigerian news in general, the Super Falcons are through to the final round of qualifying for the Olympic Games in Paris happening in the summer. We beat Cameroon 1-0 today in Abuja, which means that over two legs, we won the tie 1-0. We will now face Banyana Banyana, who are arguably the or one of the strongest sides in Africa. It's kind of strange that Nigeria and South Africa are on the same side of the draw. They are easily the two best teams in Africa. So what happened with that regional drawing up the draws or whatever? Because in my opinion, Nigeria should not have to play South Africa. But anyway, it is what it is. We're playing South Africa to see who gets that spot for the Olympic Games. And you know, women's football, there's no age limit. So it's literally almost as big of a deal as the World Cup, to be fair. So let's see how we do. Also, on the back of AFCON, the Super Eagles players were conferred with national team honours, by the way. They were all made members of the Niger for their performance for the Super Eagles at AFCON. Well deserved, if you ask me. You know, really, really sad and disappointed to lose the final, but my word, what an effort. And I just hope we can build from that now, because that's the main reason why we even started this podcast. Also, Super Eagles are now 28th in the world. You know, third best team in Africa, moving up from 42nd in the world. I think that's more like it. To be honest, with the talent we have, we should never be out of the top 30 of the world. In fact, we should be in the top 20 comfortably. So hopefully that continues to happen. Officially, Jose Pizarro is now out of contract, but let's see what happens with that one. And then also, it has been confirmed that the Super Eagles will be playing the world champions, Argentina, in a friendly game in Los Angeles on March 26th. That will be the next time the Super Eagles play before the double World Cup qualifiers in June against South Africa and Benin. I mean, it's always nice for Nigeria to go up against Argentina. They're our most played opponent if you discount African teams. We play them in every World Cup. Remember that international friendly where we beat them 4-2 as well in Russia just before the 2018 World Cup. So that should be a great game, and hopefully all our big guns are fit and firing for that one. And then just to round up the podcast with the ones to watch for this week, we have to start with the FA Cup on Wednesday. Joaribo is in action against Liverpool. Let's see if he could put a dent on Liverpool's quadruple ambitions, and if he could play well and they could knock Liverpool out. Also on Wednesday, we'll see Ademola Lookman's Atalanta play against Inter, and Akin Somiro, hopefully he gets some minutes on Wednesday in Serie A. We will see Fulham play Brighton on Saturday, so it will be in Calvin Bassey back in action. And then on Sunday, we see Viona and Victor Osimhen in the big one for Napoli against Juventus. And then finally, we also see Taiwo Awoniyi in action for Nottingham Forest against Liverpool on Sunday. So that's it for this episode of the podcast. It really, really is a pleasure to be back talking about club football and finding the passion again. You know, thanks to everyone who's been supporting the podcast. Really appreciate the love. Please remember to subscribe and follow us on YouTube. You know, spread the word. Reviews are always helpful. So if you listen on a DSP like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please give us a review. 5 would be appreciated, but please feel free to be objective. God bless everyone. Remember, on Twitter, we are at NFWPOD, and on every other social media platform, it's at Nigeria Football Weekly. Thank you, take care, and I'll see you next week, Monday, when I'll be reviewing all the games that have taken place this week and over the weekend. Peace out, and shout out to the Super Eagles always. Ciao, ciao.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, share, subscribe, and click the bell to get a notification whenever we drop a video. You can also find our social media channels listed below. And of course, up Super Eagles, and Nigeria know they ever carry last.